Hey guys, I'm Louise, and today I'm going to be talking about five different torture methods that were used in the Middle Ages. Torture was a big part of the Middle Ages. It was often used to get information out of people or just to punish people. These crimes could be anywhere from stealing something to rape or murder. So obviously it was a very wide spectrum of different crimes that could be punishable by torture. So first up, we have the heretic's fork. This was meant to punish witches or heretics. Heretics were people who went against Christianity, and in the Middle Ages, Christianity and religion were extremely important. The heretic's fork had a collar attached to it that went around your neck to keep it in place, and then it looked to be a double-sided fork with two prongs on each side, was placed between your collarbone and the underside of your chin. This made it so that you could not talk, eat, put your head down, or sleep, or really just move your bottom jaw at all. And this one just feels extremely uncomfortable and painful. And then they would leave it on for months, and then once they took it off, they just killed you. So this one is just extremely uncomfortable and painful to constantly have. And so you were just stuck with like your chin up the whole time, and you really couldn't do anything at all. And so this one just feels awful and uncomfortable to have. Number two, the iron chair. This went by many different names, like the Judas chair, the chair of torture, or the torture chair. This was a big wooden chair that was covered in 500 to 2,000 nails. People would get strapped down to this chair with the nails stabbing into them. Then they'd be left in the chair for days while being questioned to try to get forced confessions or information about different crimes. The nails were not long enough to pierce any vital organs, but once you got out, you were covered in hundreds of holes throughout your body, so you would just die from blood loss. This one is extremely uncomfortable and painful, but another way that they would torture you is by you would have to watch someone else being tortured in this chair, and that would just feel horrible. Number three, the breast ripper. This one pretty much speaks for itself. It was used on women who were accused of adultery or performed a self-abortion. The breast ripper had two metal claws that were heated over a fire so they would be scorching hot, and then they would be used to rip off each woman's breast, leaving horrific scars on the woman's chest. This one is obviously horrible because these women did not deserve to be tortured like this. I mean, no one really deserves to be tortured, but especially the woman who had to go through this. And then your chest would just be completely destroyed, leaving pretty much nothing. And then most of these women would survive afterwards, but some of them would die from infection or other things like that. And it was just horrible because they were completely awake and conscious while this was happening. Number four, saw torture. This is one of the most common torture methods because of how simple and easy it is to do. So in the Roman Empire, they would saw you lying down horizontally, and you would die pretty quickly. But in other places like China, they sawed you upside down from the crotch down, so you stayed alive longer and it hurt way more. And sometimes they sawed you from the head down, but if they did it upside down, it would just hurt way more. And most of the time, you would die by the time it cut down to your waist, but in some cases, you didn't die until it cut down to your chest. Luckily, this wasn't used in the Roman Empire, so people in the Roman Empire didn't have to go through this and be exposed to this level of grossness, I guess, and because this was only in China, but this is still extremely disgusting and disturbing and hurts to even, think about. Number five. The breaking wheel. This was a big wagon wheel frame that murderers would get strapped to with all of their limbs stretched out. And then in public with a huge crowd watching you, the executioner or even the families of the murder victim would get to take swings at you with a wooden club. And since there's nothing behind your limbs, when that club hits you, those bones break pretty easily. Then after all of your bones are broken, they just leave you on the wheel for 3 to 4 days while you slowly rot away and die. And the feeling of all of your bones being completely destroyed and just having to sit there while you slowly die just feels horrible. Obviously, there were murderers, so they deserved it more than some of the other people who got tortured, but this still just feels horrible and is horrible. So, obviously, there are hundreds of more torture methods that were used in the Middle Ages that I didn't go over. These were just a couple that I found the most interesting, I guess. And so, I really do hope that you found this entertaining and that you now know more about the messed up and disturbing torture methods that were used in the medieval times. And goodbye. Thank you.